There we go, we're good now.
We're live, downtown Georgetown.
Good morning, we will open our meeting by repeating the Lord's Prayer, followed by the Pledge of Allegiance to the flag. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil, for thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. This morning we have, as you can tell, we have a real full agenda. They keep getting bigger and bigger every Tuesday. I think we'll get a break after a while, but we don't. And this morning I would like to remind the council, there's a lot of items here on the agenda that will require a lot of debate. And in order to keep some kind of order to the meeting this morning, when we come up with an item that's going to require debate or a vote, I will go down the line and ask the councilman in line to for comments. And write down your comments, whatever you have. You will be called on. Everybody will have one turn. And if you have additional questions, I'll call on you the second time. So that we have some kind of flow to this meeting and it doesn't get out of order, so that we get through at a sensible time, because we could be here till late in the afternoon if we don't have some kind of order to it. So I ask you, gentlemen, to please be mindful of the items on the agenda. Approval of the agenda. Mr. Baker, you have some...
Yes, I have some changes. First, under Joseph Thomas, Director of Emergency Operations, Resolution, Sussex County Citizens Corp., I'd like to remove that item. The resolution is not presently ready. And also under Michael Izzo, Temporary Wastewater Service Agreements, we are doing some further review of those agreements, and we'd like to remove them at this time.
Need a motion?
Second.
I have a motion, Mr. Jones, second, Mr. Phillips, to adopt the agenda with the amendments as so stated by Mr. Baker. Any questions on the motion? Being none, Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
Mr. Jones?
Yes.
Yes. Motion's carried. Approve of the minutes, Mr. Phillips. Excuse me, I'm sorry. You don't want to approve the minutes. You want to vote on these?
No.
You all have the minutes of June the 26th. Any additions or corrections to the minutes?
Nope. So moved, Mr. President.
Second.
I have a motion, Mr. Jones, second, Mr. Phillips, to approve the minutes of June the 26th as presented. Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
Mr. Jones?
Yes.
Yes. Motion's carried. Now correspondence, Mr. Phillips.
We have one letter from the Nanticoke Amateur Radio Club and the Sussex Amateur Radio Association thanking the council for its support on June 24th at the Field Day event sponsored by the two organizations. The County Council's support of their ham radio operators' efforts gives the renewed energy to continue their development of technology, equipment, and skill in emergency communications to support our communities in times of need. And they thank you for making that National Emergency Training Event a great success for the citizens of Sussex County. And that's it.
Any other correspondence, men of the council?
No, sir.
Nope.
I presume this was, is this in your administrative report?
No, it's not. That was for information.
Okay, well, that was a news release on the county hiring a new historical preservation planner. Mr. Baker.
Yes, the first item we have is Mr. Martin Donovan from District 3, Delaware District 3 of the Senior League Softball for World Series. And again, this year, the Senior League Softball World Series will be held in Sussex County for the fourth year, and we're proud to have them here, and it's certainly a benefit to the county. And we also have a check for the program, which is for $15,000, which was included in this year's budget, which is the same amount as per last year. And with that, I'll introduce Mr. Donovan, who can give us a little bit of information about it.
Good morning. As Mr. Baker said, I'm representing District 3 Little League in the Senior Softball World Series. I'm going to start by thanking you for your support in the past 4 years. It's been a big help. We came bearing gifts. The left items on your by your chairs, and they are furnished by Wilson and Russell Sporting Goods. This is part of their sponsorship. The Senior Softball World Series was a big success last year. We had Joe Lausch, Executive Vice President of Little League, down, and as I understand it, they're still very impressed in what we're doing. Each year we have new and different challenges. Well, this year's challenge is ESPN. They will be coming to the World Series to broadcast the championship game. The championship game will be broadcast on ESPNU, ESPN 60, or 360, and it will be tape delayed on ESPN 2. I think that date's August 27th, but I don't know that for sure. I think we're doing something of first for Delaware. I think it's the first amateur sporting event that's been being televised. Of course, we couldn't do any of this without our sponsors, our leagues, and our World Series committee. Every league in Delaware District 3, which is Sussex County, provides volunteers. It runs to about 200 people. Every night, we're looking at about 80 people to pull the event off. A-side groups involves the Lions, Linus, BB Medical Center, ambulances from over the county, paramedics, state police, bus drivers, All Eight Sports, Delmar by Action, Delaware Campers. That's just a few. Without these people, this just wouldn't happen. We're waiting for this year's winners to be determined, but we do know that right now we have Puerto Rico, Philippines, Netherlands, and Canada. Laurel is representing District 3, and we just found out Tennessee won the South, and the rest of the teams will be determined today or tomorrow. The teams start arriving Friday. They'll be at they're coming into the company in Georgetown, and then Saturday morning we'll transport them down to Bethany Beach. Teams last year was from Texas, Florida, Arizona, Illinois, Pennsylvania, Delaware, and Latin America, and Canada, and Poland. To add to that, we have umpires from all over the world, too. The umpires this year are coming from Latin America, Texas, Oregon, Indiana, West Virginia, Pennsylvania, Massachusetts, Florida, California, and Canada. As you can see, we got people from all over the world coming to Sussex County. I should also mention that our dinner meals are donated, and we've even tapped into Mr. Phillips. He's helping us with watermelons for our welcoming party, which all of you are invited to. It's Tuesday the 7th at 7 p.m. It's a good place to just socialize with the teams and the players and the people from out of the country. I can't do a presentation without mentioning Carl Freeman Communities. They're the ones who provide our housing. Kathy DiRazio and Tom Haverstedt has been very good to us, so we really do appreciate them. Last year, our attendance, we estimated between 15,000 and 18,000, and they're telling us because ESPN's coming in, we'll have a much higher number. The good news last year was the championship game was between Milton, Pennsylvania, and Delaware District 3, which was Seaford. We lost by one run, but second place in the world is not bad. In front of you also, we gave you an information pack that we give to our sponsors. Please take time and look through it, and if you have any questions, feel free to ask me. Again, I want to thank you for your support, and all of you invited to the series, especially our opening ceremonies on August 5th, beginning at 3:30. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. I think Mr. Jones and I are planning on being there if you need to know, if you haven't. If it's not raining.
Damn, you got a check. Come back up.
I guess that's why you came for a check.
Got cash.
Big money.
Big money.
On behalf of the council, Mark, we'd like to thank you for what you do to bring all the World Series to Sussex County. It brings a lot of people in. I've been there every year, I believe, and it's a very exciting time. And we appreciate what you and Petey and Allen and your whole staff do to bring that. So for this check, that will help maybe meet some of your expenses. I mean, thank you. Thank you.
All right. Good job.
The next item we have is a proclamation for the town of Milton's 200th anniversary, and I'll read the proclamation. Proclaiming the first weekend of August 2007 as a time to honor the historic town of Milton, Delaware, whereas Sussex County Council wishes to congratulate the town of Milton on its bicentennial celebration to be commemorated with parades, reenactments, fireworks, and other events August 3rd through August 5th, 2007. Whereas the town of Milton, now a thriving community of nearly 1,900 residents, was originally settled in 1672, and whereas the community was once called Head of the Broadkiln for its geographic location at the headwaters of the present-day Broadkill River, and whereas by an act of the Delaware General Assembly in 1807, the settlement was renamed Milton in honor of English poet John Milton, whereas the community has long been a center of commerce in Sussex County with industries as diverse as wooden shipbuilding, button making, Christmas tree harvesting, and vegetable processing, whereas Milton is the birthplace of five governors, four for the state of Delaware and one for the state of Wyoming. Whereas Miltonians should be proud of the rich heritage and tradition, now therefore be it resolved that the Sussex County Council hereby proclaims the first weekend in August 2007, beginning Friday, August 3rd, and lasting through Sunday, August 5th, as a time to honor the residents of Milton, Delaware, as the town and its people celebrate the 200th anniversary.
I think Mr.
I'll make a motion. We approve.
Second.
I have a motion, Mr. Rogers, second, Mr. Jones, to adopt the proclamation that was just read by Mr. Baker. Any questions? Being none, Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
Mr. Jones?
Yes.
Yes, motion is carried. And Mr. Rogers, will you be there Saturday?
Myself, Mr. Godwin, and Mr. Baker, I think, are going to be at the ceremony.
Okay. Well, you're there.
We'll do it as a trio.
You'll take care of it?
Yes.
And the next item is regarding a proposed airport restaurant lease assignment. Today we have a recommendation for your consideration to approve the ownership transfer for the airport restaurant lease. And our current owners are Larry Kelly and his wife Laurie, and the proposed new owner is James Taylor. And Mr. Godwin will explain the proposal.
Thank you, Mr. Baker. Mr. President, members of council, I have some documents to share with you.
We love it. I
think it's electronic.
This is a package that I'd like each of you to have, which contains the motion I'm going to make in a couple of minutes, as well as current leases that we have servicing our restaurant and some transfer of ownership documents. As you all are aware, in April of last year, our restaurant operation changed ownerships at the airport from Mr. Tenafoss to Larry Kelly and his wife, Laurie. Over the past year, I think that Mr. Kelly and his wife have done an excellent job of transitioning us from an image that was somewhat questionable that many of us had concerns about into a family-oriented image and service atmosphere in our restaurant that we've all become very proud of. At this point in time, Mr. and Mrs. Kelly feel that their purposes have been served, and I must agree that they certainly have done us well, and they would like to move on with other business endeavors that they're pursuing and would like to transfer ownership of their corporation to one of their employees who I've had the pleasure of interviewing and spending some time with over the past few weeks to analyze not only the business, but I've also spent considerable time with the new owner, hopefully, if you approve it, Mr. James Taylor, who is not new to this business at all, but in fact has owned and operated a successful family restaurant operation in Salisbury, Maryland for about 12 years, of which he sold in the past year. This was Manny's Pizzeria in Salisbury, and some of you, I know, are familiar with the food and the service quality of that operation. I feel very comfortable not only that our restaurant can sustain its independent operation, but also that Mr. Taylor will be a good manager of the business, and therefore I have a motion for your consideration. After we talk about this motion, or we can do it before, whichever you'd like to, Mr. Kelly and Mr. Taylor are both here to answer questions if you'd like, and also to make suggestions. The motion that I have prepared is, be it moved that Sussex County Council approve the stock ownership transfer of the Airport Restaurant Corporation, trading as the Flight Deck Restaurant, as per leases dated April 4, 2006, located on the Sussex County Airport in the main terminal building. This stock ownership transfer will take place within the next 30 days between current owner Larry Kelly and new owner James Taylor. Sussex County Council's approval requires the following. A, a copy of the stock transfer agreement, which you have in your package I just gave you. B, financial statement from Mr. James Taylor. C, current insurance documents as required per the leases. D, all rents and expenses paid up to current billing. E, modification to the existing leases as follows. Number one, we'd like to suspend the lease on unit number 4, which is the banquet room, for up to 6 months, not to be extended beyond February 1st of next year. The reason we'd like to suspend this lease is because the restaurant currently doesn't use this piece of floor space on a regular basis, and we felt that it might be an expense that they could forego at this time, plus our offices could use the space on a regular basis. So consequently, we're just going to relieve them of the rent responsibility for this extra banquet room until Mr. Taylor feels he needs the space for seating for the restaurant, which we hope that that may be before February 1st of next year, but we'd like to give him that flexibility between now and then.
That's unit 4, Howard?
Yes, that's unit 4.
Okay.
Item number 2 of lease modifications is in leases for units number 5 and 6 under paragraph 7 utilities, we'd like to add the following language. Landlord shall provide tenant with gas service until January 31st of 2008. In analyzing the operation there, I've picked up that there seemed to be exorbitant consumption of propane gas on the property. And I'm really not sure if it's us or if it's the restaurant. And in light of that, while I'm analyzing that and trying to find out where this gas is being used, I think it's fair only for us to provide the gas service, which we did for Jimmytown of Foss anyway. The lease does require that the tenant pay for the propane, but I would like to make sure that he's paying what is an efficient cost for propane and not paying for propane that might be wasted or possibly used by us.
So there'll be a meter?
There is a meter now. I had a meter installed, or a meter function was set up there last year, and I did that because our total consumption in that property seemed to be high. Now that I've identified that I have the building divided in two pieces, it looks like the gas on that side of the building has a very high consumption rate, and I'm not sure why. I don't think that this small restaurant and the heat for that side of the building could use all this amount of gas that's coming through that meter. So until we have a grip on that, which I think I can do in a month or two, I'd like to relieve them of the responsibility. So those are the two conditions I'd like to solicit your cooperation with in modifying these leases for the next 6 months, which will give Mr. Taylor a decent opportunity to start the business. All documents, item number F, all documents approved by the county attorney and the county finance director. I put that in the form of a motion for your consideration, which will allow the ownership of the stock for Airport Restaurant Corporation to be transferred from Mr. Kelly to Mr. Taylor. And Mr. Kelly and Mr. Taylor are both here and present if you'd like to hear from them.
That's your motion?
Yes, sir.
Mr. Cole, questions?
No, it's how many of this, just the question would be, what is this, the operator, third or fourth? Third.
Mr. Tenafoss, Kelly's, and now Mr. Taylor.
Mm-hmm. Kelly kind of wants to retire.
No question, Mr. Phillips, Mr. Rogers?
No, I have no question, I'm familiar with it.
Mr. Jones?
Keep moving.
My only question is make sure that Mr. Taylor still has those crab cakes and crab balls that he had at his restaurant in Salisbury.
I've already talked that over with him, sir.
Because I know people went there religiously.
I feel very confident that Mr. Taylor has the ability and the commitment to make this restaurant even more successful than we've experienced in the last year or two.
Okay. That is a motion, gentlemen. Anybody make the motion?
So moved.
Second.
I have a motion, Mr. Rogers, second Mr. Jones, to approve the motion just read by Mr. Godwin regarding the lease of the airport restaurant. Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
Mr. Jones?
Yes.
Yes, motion's carried.
Thank you, sir. If you'd like to speak to these two gentlemen, they're here.
Either one of you have anything you want to say, Mr. Taylor?
Thank you.
Good to go.
Back to work.
The next item is a proposed motion regarding fees charged by the Office of the Sheriff. And with us today,